Welcome to Rap Dogs Pod!
Rap Dogs Pod!
Not so live this week, motherfuckers, because I'm in the back bush of somewhere. The grid. Going off the grid!
Yeah, you know, up in Canada. Like the X-Files used to say, if you want to hide something, you're going to hide it in Canada.
Yeah, going off the grid like those two Nazis who shot people in B.C. Or whatever those 19-year-olds were up to. I don't know what they were into. Probably reading QAnon stuff. But yeah, if you want to learn more about mentally ill people going nuts after getting caught up in some internet games and whatever else QAnon's about.
You're real hard on them, AJ.
Well, gotta be. If they don't wake up, I mean, Scientology, how do you get through to those people? Or anybody who's in a cult, really.
Yeah, man. Fucking, you know, you catch more flies with honey than baking soda.
Yeah, whatever. I don't want to catch these fucking flies. They're more like rats.
Whoa. Starting to sound a little racist there.
What?
They start to sound they're
racist to white
Do you
people.
Need to exterminate people, them?
Yeah. Yes. We need to exterminate them before they try and start exterminating the Jews or whatever the hell they're into, those Nazi bastards.
Hey, man.
Who's still QAnon? Like, that's all I'm saying. Everything they've predicted is wrong so far. Like, just drink the Kool-Aid already. When's the mass suicide happening?
One day
probably
they're just going to storm the White
Kamala
House.
Harris win. That's the mass. Yeah, that's probably when they storm the White
They'll
House.
They'll just Good fucking point. Storm the White House, man. Mm-hmm.
Where are the
when
children?
Trump loses?
Where are the children?
when Trump loses and claims the election's rigged, they're gonna storm the White House. They're gonna hold Biden hostage, and demand the children back. They're gonna be like,
"Yeah,
we want
true.
A million children here today." However many are missing, you know.
Yeah, we either want the children or Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, give us either
we
or.
We know you're her assistant, Joe Biden. Where's Podesto? But enough in fake news. Literally fake news. What the hell was the deal with Streamlabs? That would be the shittiest streaming software on the planet.
So if you watched their last few streams, the first two we did were garbage.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Streamlabs.
Streamlabs sucks.
Yeah,
and this last one we're putting out, hopefully, I think it was a lot higher quality. The audio was correct. You know, Streamlabs, it seems like anyone who's out there using Streamlabs probably just doesn't have any fucking friends because the audio only works for the main user.
Yeah, exactly. They don't even understand copy and paste, so they can't start the stream in YouTube and copy and paste the stream key into Streamlabs. They need to put it through. So it's probably just like, QAnon people and other people with no friends. Although they do talk. But OBS Studios is where it's at. We recommend it.
Q's got thousands of friends.
If you're part of Q, I don't totally hate. I don't knock anyone's views. I just want to know why. Like, give me a legitimate reason. I don't want to have to dig through these breadcrumbs. Give me one thing that happened that was real and not proven fake, and I'll agree with you. But everything else that's speculation, you're probably right, but I can't.
Hey, man.
I can't. I need proof.
Well, when you're getting your news from BuzzFeed, Jason.
Well, I'm like, I don't know. I feel like I feel like you guys are Mike Baker on the Joe Rogan talking about fucking Squib and Squam and Squash and whatever the fuck your kids' names are, or made up fucking code names for your fucking operative buddies are. Like, I don't care. I don't want to speak in codes. I'm not down with the intelligence community like you guys are. I'm actually against the intelligence community. I'm against the whole state. I don't think Donald Trump is going to save everybody.
Yeah.
And I don't think the FBI
Definitely
is trying
not.
To stop him.
No, they're helping him.
Yeah. Well, maybe
they're only trying to stop him because he works for the CIA with fucking Bill Barr.
Well, yeah, exactly.
The FBI's CIA, guys are the Democrats, obviously.
CIA versus FBI.
We all know that.
FBI is Democrats and Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton.
Come on, it's obvious. Just like it's obvious. Well, if you don't believe this, you're an idiot.
Episode. I even said they're that in the last episode. Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton are probably FBI.
Like, the Democrats, they're all lizard people, right? And the Republicans, they're more like
lizard people.
Yeah. You know?
They're more like the other lizard people.
Yeah. Like the snake people, you know?
The God-worshipping like lizard people.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like lizard people, but they worship God instead of Satan.
Like, if you don't know this, you're probably an idiot. But yeah, the Republicans worship the sun and the Democrats worship the moon, and they are fighting over who's right. You know, this is clearly what's going on. It's a lizard war. Aliens are in contact with the lizard people. They naturally grew and became sentient before us. This is clear facts. You need to get on the train. If you don't know this, you're already behind.
When Joe Rogan says he doesn't understand politics, it's because he wants you to listen to our pod instead of his, so you know who to vote for. Yeah. Or just don't vote at all. Like, that's probably the best idea. If you don't want these lizard people to capture your votes, just don't.
In real life, if you're out there voting, you need to just go and you just need to X out the whole ballot. Because there are no good candidates.
Well, the real
you keep axing that bat out till they bring you a candidate that's worth some shit.
The real problem is, you know, there Donald Trump was president, but now it's a doppelganger. Like a new lizard person had to step in. That's why they didn't drain the swamp, and that's why nothing happened after he got voted in. At first, you heard the correct rhetoric about the fake news, but around 2018. Everything changed. Once the Q drop started happening, the counterintelligence began. The FBI knew.
Well,
by the time the FBI put their domestic terrorist report out, it was too late. Donald Trump had already been replaced. They had taken out Jeff Sessions. They had taken over the Senate because they knew of the strategy ahead of time. Like, they were on to the Q drops.
I know.
Pretty smart
everybody
to be putting it through the internet so that keeping everybody else up to speed.
I know. Q's ahead of speed. It's obvious to me and everybody else that the person
but
in the blue
he's
tie
too
is
much
the clone.
Info to FBI.
And the person in the red tie is clearly the real Donald Trump. See, the red tie one is an idiot. He's out there doing nonsense. Go back and look. Every clip you see, he's wearing a blue tie. That's the clone. That's the clone Trump. Slowly, they've been pushing him off.
Yeah. Nice. True. You've got it, Todd. But which Trump was stopping the pedophiles?
Everybody knows they're both pedophiles. What are you talking about?
I'm not up on the news.
No one's trying to stop the pedophiles.
I'm not up on the newest drops.
That's just all fake news.
I'm still back in the past. I'm just keeping up with the FBI, so I don't know what's going on.
That's the latest MC drop. MC Cormick drop.
nice. Yeah, you can only find it on the Rap Drug phone. But yeah,
you can't
this is the only political
else.
Show. Unsubscribe to Chapo Trap House. Unsubscribe to Red Scare. Subscribe to Rap Drugs Pod if you want to hear all the latest on the politic truth.
Yeah, they don't know about the clones. They don't know. About
Why do you think we have
people.
A Washington D.C.
We number? We have all the information. I have the documents. I got the papers officially signed.
Yeah, exactly. You guys were dumb. You guys went to the wrong pizza place. It's Pizza Hut. They need the distribution. Like, idiots. A local chain? What's wrong with you? Godfather's Pizza was probably actually it, and that's why they had to take out Herman Cain.
That's why Godfather's is only in small towns.
And why they took out Herman Cain with the convict.
100%. They gave him a 5G phone and they were like coughed on him, and that was the new assassination technique.
Yeah, exactly. So as you can tell, after we went through the origins of Q, we're full believers from reading through it. That and Ong's hat. You can find Ong's hat in New Jersey. That's the real place I am right now, traveling, looking for Ong's hat. The Ontario story is just a cover. You guys heard it here first. If you stayed this long into the pod, I gave you the real truth. But yeah, thanks, Todd.
We found the portal. We've looked into the other end.
Yeah, thanks, brother Todd, for dropping the knowledge of the Q. Praise Allah or whichever God you're into, because that's the only true way to Q, you know, through Babylon. She was going to lead us through Babylon to the truth against pedophilias. But enough on the truth. Enough on the truth. Let's get into some fun speculation.
Enough on the truth.
Autism.
Yeah.
And psychedelics. Yeah. So far, it's like it's been legitimized.
Yeah.
But
there seems to be some dabbling. Yeah, that's the thing, is it needs to be researched. So far it's only been just like some people on the spectrum that seem to be dabbling and writing about their positive experiences.
Yeah.
But exactly. Yeah, I got into this. I don't know how you want to do this. You want to pull up the articles or not, or
some of them around, yeah.
I just have too deep into the
articles. Unless you want one specifically, yeah. Though.
No, I can't really remember which ones are which.
Yeah, there was a few on just the evolutionary approaches, like them thinking about the next stage in evolution. There was a couple on that and why autism still exists today. Like just autism basics, I guess, and
yeah,
scientific research behind it to this point. Because we are the Research in Psychedelic Drugs pod. We don't want to just purely go into the very little bit they have about psychedelic drugs. There is some proper research on autism, though. They used to think it was schizophrenia back in the 60s, or schizophrenia-related thing. Now they've kind of changed that and moved it into part of the Asperger's spectrum. Is that right? Or is Asperger's part of the autism spectrum? I don't know how it works, Todd. You might know a little better from...
I think it's more that autism or Asperger's is part of the autism spectrum. I think it's called the autism spectrum. I don't know totally, but yeah, it just seems what I was finding most interesting was what they are discovering is like that it's a multiple different genes that lead to, and the environmental factors as well, but the genes that cause autism seem to be also connected to genes that create super intelligent people. And so that there's like this idea, like some people, do you know what CRISPR is?
Yeah. Yep. The genetic mutation, or that's not really genetic mutation, genetic manipulation study.
Yeah. Where you that's like, a dude, yeah,
going on in China, or at least running
genes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gattaca, if you see they're manipulating Gattaca. Genes to try and change people, before they're born, right? And make them a certain way. And they're thinking if they can figure out which genes cause like schizophrenia or other mental health issues or autism as well, they can maybe prevent it from ever existing.
True.
But this is what they're finding is that there's so many different genes involved with these diseases that they're also linked with important survival factors and things that like intelligence.
So
that's
it's
what
not necessarily a disease.
Yeah. See, that's what
it
they were saying.
It may be an evolutionary advantage.
Yeah. Same with schizophrenia was also another one that they were looking at possibly. But it seems to have been like disappearing more so, whereas autism seems to be increasing actually and becoming more prevalent. There's also cases though where people
schizophrenia definitely seems like it would be deterred by the natural selection process, because those people scare the shit out of me. I can only imagine how women feel if they're already scared of like most men.
Yeah, but the argument people are creeps, is if that's the case, they shouldn't exist now, I think is the argument.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they should have been already, there must have been a purpose or at least a useful, so they at least could survive usefully for periods of time.
There was a long utility where the violence of men was not questioned. Like, I'm not...
Yeah.
Like, where you could abuse your children, you could abuse...
Yeah, 100%.
Drink constantly, you could self-medicate. There was, up until about the 2000s, maybe even 90s, things were different. But, yeah, I'm not saying that means you're schizophrenic. I'm saying that, or if you're schizophrenic, you're going to do that, but you're much more prone to violence if you're schizophrenic.
Yeah, well...
And like shooting up your school or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, I guess so. I'm not an expert.
I don't know. I've had a drug-induced psychosis. So basically it feels like you've joined Q. Like you start thinking like everything's connected and the government's listening to you
and like you're suspicious of everyone, and Q is following you, or the government's following you, and
Well, I think that like once a week, Saturday night, I usually that occurs to me. But then I get over it by Sunday morning.
Yeah,
and I'm doing the Rap Tracks pod.
Once the psilocybin kicks in again.
Yeah,
gotta take a detox break from the microdose, you know.
Yeah.
But no, that's another thing. I don't want to get off topic a bit because you were getting pretty technical there with the
autism. No worries. Let's get way off topic.
But yeah, yeah, exactly. I think this, yeah, this is going to be crazy speculation. That's probably going to get me shot.
Yeah.
Just like the words I say on the podcast will. So don't cancel me over the words I choose, please. Just listen to the
whole. Just like China's going to shoot us because Jason's racist against Asians.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to get shot by the FBI in China. They're going to team up not only for coronavirus, but also to kill me. Like that's the other.
To stop you from getting co-opted by the CIA.
Yeah, exactly. That's most likely. That sounds realistic, actually. That's going to get cooked into the Joe Rogan movie. But yeah I think I don't know if Elon Musk is autistic or not, or Bill Gates or not. I know those are things people say, but I have heard there's a high prevalence of autism in Silicon Valley, and there's also a high prevalence of microdosing.
Well, I think what people would
coincidental or correlative.
Like, that's interesting.
Like, I wonder if the people on who are autistic have an advantage by microdosing that us non-autistic folks who are a little dumber but higher EQ would not receive from it.
That is interesting.
Although, because I think my thought process gets too fucked up from mushrooms to really function.
Well,
but I am a very social creature.
Here's the thing with the research that I was reading. So what made me kind of dive into this was one doctor was finding that they thought that the possible reason for what separated like someone high on the autism spectrum from like a genius person, just like a really smart person, was there was a lot of activity going on in their brain, but the synapses weren't connecting between each other, between these different areas. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there was just a lot going on just in one space. But what mushrooms and psychedelics do is they help increase
those barriers.
Yeah, they help increase your connectability. That's what people have found.
Neuroplasticity,
And that's mostly what the best thing for is with microdosing. Like, I think microdosing is a lot better for that than huge hits. I'm not totally sure.
Yeah, you haven't done the research behind microdosing.
I think that
versus
the idea is
not.
Yeah.
Versus that's an interesting God's doses. We should try that. But we also need controls.
Yeah, I'll microdose and you take huge God doses.
Neither of us are autistic, but we'll do it. Let's do it.
Yeah.
And then we'll switch and we'll see what happens.
We need the research for basic people before we can do
we're the well, maybe we should also do tests to make sure we're not autistic. I could just be speaking out of my ass.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I haven't passed any tests to say I'm not, as far as I know. So
for all we know, we're on the spectrum. That's another thing to say. Like when you were saying people might say that Bill Gates and Elon Musk are autistic. Thing is, they're probably on the spectrum. Like Elon Musk definitely shows.
Yeah, if you watched either of those Joe Rogan pods, he's like, I'll smoke weed. Like, what kind of fucking normal person who is a billionaire would do that on a podcast? Like, literally.
Oh, I don't know. The smartest one ever?
Yeah, maybe. But also, then on the next podcast, he's like, I read the studies. COVID's not real. Or whatever the hell he said. That's fucking insane. So
I wonder if that's
Tesla
just him also
up.
Trying to get in with the internet people. I feel like he's just like,
wants
to be like friends with the trolls, you know?
Yeah, no, he's definitely understands. He's the Trump of the corporate state, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
He's friends with everybody. He's what Trump wants to be. If Trump could be anyone, he'd be Elon Musk, except Tesla would be called Musk.
Yeah.
You can't really name anything Musk.
And the rockets would be gold.
Yeah, it would have been Musk Powell. Musk Pal, Space Musk.
He would have made them gold plated and said that they were fully solid gold, and people would be like, "That's not even possible, Trump.
Yeah.
You can't make gold rockets."
We made a new titanium gold alloy.
It's marvelous.
We're gonna be the first person to send a 24-karat gold rover to the moon, to Mars, and beyond. That's why we're opening Space Force back up. China might be able to blow up the moon, but we can send a gold bar there. If you want to hear more about the crazy space stuff, though, listen to the Space Force episode. We talk a little bit about the Netflix series, which is a pretty good parody of what the Space Force is up front. But we get into more like the NRO and more on the Space Force and space competition and the geopolitics of space, as well as the weaponry of space, which is pretty wild.
Space.
But yeah. Yeah. Pretty wild. They're contracting it out to the Elon Musk, but it makes sense. They got to stop contracting it out to the Russians.
I know.
But we've really gone. I mean, U.S. in particular has really gone. I guess into their own like paranoia, and that may be why we're seeing such extreme social anxiety from the entire country. Like the entire country could use psychedelics.
When Trump's out there and he's making statements like, "We got to take down these terrorists like Luke Skywalker and fucking make sure we bomb them," you know what I mean? That's why we're building the Space Force. He's out there and he's trying to stop the resistance. These X-fighters are way more low-tech than our X-wings, okay?
Yeah, exactly. They've got to, like, they've got to remember China's the Sith Lord. China loses. But this isn't a movie, though. That's the other thing. I understand the paranoia, like, but it's not the end of the world if USA isn't in control anymore. We're seeing them lose the grips of it in front of our very own eyes, and the extreme paranoia over it. It already happened is the problem. The oil's getting produced elsewhere. The goods that everyone uses and the medicine's getting manufactured elsewhere. All the creative is in USA, but all the production is outside. The resources are outside. Like, there's no reason to be in the USA anymore other than to be close to your friends that are also cool, creative, smart people. You're better off going to bigger markets in China, more money in Russia, cooler architecture in Europe, in Canada.
You still want to have your business in the States.
You want your business
in
the
States.
So you can,
like, dodge taxes.
True.
No, right? You just want your factories.
There's also tax havens like Ireland. If you want to get investment, you need to be in good banking, good access to credit. Yeah. You need to be in the U.S. Although you could also work at a Great Britain.
Yeah.
But that's probably going to cost you a little extra. Cayman Islands, maybe Canada.
Canada sucks.
Canada sucks for taxes. Canada's brutal for taxes. Probably the worst place for taxes on the planet. But they also, I don't think, care about you going through tax havens. As far as it seems from the Panama Papers. But see what's happened from everybody in the Panama Papers. Assess that. Yeah, we're talking to all you billionaires who watch the Rap Drugs Pod or future billionaires. Assess the Panama Papers. Assess the fallout from the Panama Papers. Build your legal corporate structures through that. That's our plan. Any accountants or lawyers who know the Panama Papers well or know how to set up a good tax haven that the government will look into, just send us an email, text, or call below. We'd love to know how to make the Rap Drugs Pod tax-free so that we can give more out to the homeless people and the fans without becoming a nonprofit, because we don't want anyone else telling us what to do.
Yeah.
This is a private equity firm, like the Rogan Experience. We're pumping out only our views 24/7.
We don't want to watch any fucking...
No guests
allowed.
We don't
want to be paying any taxes. We don't believe in governments, so we don't pay any taxes. We're total anarchists here.
Yeah. No, Todd's an anarchist, and I'm a libertarian like Peter Schiff. So we're both... One of us is super left-wing, and one of us is super right-wing.
Yeah. I think like,
but
I think
but neither of us agree with the woke like Q and we both agree with the woke and QAnon. 2 + 2 = 5. Children should be born without a gender and allowed to choose it as well as their name before the age of 6 or 7. Once they're past the age of 13, you're now genderless or nameless if you don't choose one. So choose early and pick wisely, because that's what you get from here on out. Otherwise, whatever you decide after that, we're just going to cut off your testicles and hope it works, or sew up your labia or whatever the fuck it is. So yeah, I really don't care about any of that stuff. I'm just fucking with everybody. Don't get triggered.
Don't get triggered. You triggered them.
I agree with the right for people to choose. That's why I don't think there should be any age limit on when you choose your gender.
I don't think there should be any choice.
I also think it should be non-destructive surgery.
And I also decide everything.
Well, why does it matter what your gender is? Like, why is that even on a?
Yeah, I know. ID? We shouldn't have any genders.
That's sexist.
There should be no genders.
Yeah. Why are
people should be forced?
Why are we a gender based
neutral gender?
Why is people's race not on their driver's license?
Yeah.
Like, if we're gonna, why don't we, where are
we
going to stop?
And we should all turn our skin inside out.
Why do we stop at gender?
Red and pink.
No, we should just all wear like hooded dresses, white hooded dresses, and you know, carry torches.
No, they should be like
carry torches so people know if they don't join us, we'll burn their homes down, and we'll also carry crosses so people know that we love God and we're just about peace and love. And it's gonna be all white, because like that's
and
already
it'll be a cross with a giant half moon on it.
But no, like, what are those guys in North India or Pakistan? They just wear all white and they're cool. We're going to do that, except put hoods on top. No, it's some sort of like Muslim or Hindu.
Sikh,
yeah. Yeah, some type of one, but they don't trust in any dye or anything. So they just have like the natural colored cloth.
I don't know.
We're going to do that, except we're going to wear like hoods so that you can... Because, you know, COVID, you got to protect yourself from COVID. But you also want a bit of airflow on top and like kind of like a pocket to store stuff. So you got that pointy hood on top. So that's convenient. And we're environmentally friendly. So that's why we're carrying torches. But also like citronella to keep the mosquitoes away and stuff. And then, yeah, we have the torches. And if you don't join us, you're a racist, terrorist. So we have to burn a cross on your front lawn so people know that you hate God.
Fair.
So, that's, if you want to join that, just text us KKK down below. And we're doing a tour across America.
And you better join if you want to stop the lizard aliens.
If you want to stop the lizard, people join. Yeah, exactly. If you believe in Q, or if you want to stop the racists from taking over the country, either or, you want to stop the pedophiles or the racists, join our march. If you don't, you are a pedophile racist.
Yeah, for staying home.
Yeah, exactly. Your virtue.
Everybody
signaling,
in homes, we will rip you out and call you a
pedophile.
Anyone
who's not joining the march is virtue signaling that they're a pedophilic racist.
100%. It's facts. Yes,
exactly. You heard it here first, folks. So yeah, we'll give you the date. You just got to text us KKK so we know you're in. The code. You got to text us the code. Yeah.
It's a secret password.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Have you you ever heard of Reza Aslan?
No. Who's that?
You just reminded me of this guy when you were asking about the Indian religion people. But he's this guy who's a religious scholar. He used to argue with Sam Harris a lot back when Sam Harris was first popping. But Reza lost his, though. That's why he's not important anymore. And this is why it's so funny. I recently found he got his own BBC series where he was supposed to like go around the world and like like look at different religions. And he goes to India and he's trying to find this like super old religion where these people, they just like, I don't know. I'm going to paraphrase the religion, kind of make it probably not exactly how it is, but they basically just don't give a shit at all, like, about anything. Nice. So the people are, like, super crazy. Like, they'll just, like, start throwing their own crap at you and stuff. Like, so Reza was, yeah. And, like, there's a more modern version of it where they're, like, more normal and stuff. And they just, like, are more about, like, not caring as much.
Yeah.
But, so Reza finds these people who are living old school, like, people in India won't even go over there and stuff. They're, like, just across the river, but they don't go over there because they're crazy. And he's going and sitting down, and he's got a translator with them, and they're talking with the guy. And he's like, asking them about their religion. The guy's, like, got human skulls around him. And he's explaining to Reza that the ashes of this fire are, like, human remains. And then he starts trying to get him to eat some stuff. And Reza's like, what is this? And he's like, brains. And then, like, the guy just starts acting nuts and, like, shits in his hand and, like, starts throwing poo at the camera crew. And, like, I don't know. He ended up being, like, so scared. He ate a piece of the human brain and shit. So after that, like, no one took him seriously ever again. He fucking ate human flesh. If you want to watch it, if you want to watch the clip, it's Reza Aslan, BBC, eats human brains.
Why would you ever do that on camera?
It's fucked.
I guess yeah. He thought that he would be able to he get was that like cut a, out. He didn't realize he wasn't the producer of the show.
No, he leans over to the, if you watch the full clip, he leans over to the producer and he's like, man, I don't feel safe here. Like, can we get out of here? And the producer's like, let's just see where this is going.
Nice.
And basically makes him stay.
Yep. Should have got himself hurt.
It's pretty fucked up.
Should have known better.
I kept saying BBC. I think it was CNN.
Yeah, who knows? Who cares?
I'm not sure.
That's stupid. Look up the guy's name and you'll know for sure. Maybe we'll put it in the show notes below after the fact.
Yeah.
But yeah, enough about how good of a political show this is. Let's get back to the topic at hand. The reason why people may have searched for this pod. We'll be putting facts in here. Clips too, like we've been doing
lately. Oh, yeah.
Just might be a little late on the clips because I'm in the bush looking for Ong's hat.
Yeah.
You told me it's there. So yeah, Todd, did you have more you want to say on the evolutionary aspect of autism, or why it still exists, or those articles, or
not that I can remember? No, yeah, no, mostly that was just
that's the top level stuff.
How it led up into
connected genetically to intelligence.
Yeah. That's kind of the basis for, like, why there should be some more research behind this, I think. Why some people had led and started experimenting.
Yeah, yeah, and definitely. And, yeah, I already told you guys about how back in the 50s and 60s, they, for autism anyways, they looped it in with schizophrenia. So back then, they were doing actually tests on child schizophrenia, which is crazy, using LSD. So they were administering 100 micrograms, I think, of LSD to children between the ages of 6 and 12 that nothing else, or maybe it was like 6 to 18 or something like that, that no other treatment had worked on for these people on. So they, at that point in time, they looped like schizophrenia and autism together. So it was both those type of people. And I don't know if the results were positive or if it was just like too controversial of a study to even consider because they loop schizophrenia together. But it did talk about how it created more of like a, like these people just seem to be more on the ball. Let me pull up the exact article if I still have that. I might have closed it. But yeah, autism freeing the most imprisoned minds. That's what one of the studies was called. The other, flashback to the 1960s, the treatment of autism. So some pretty crazy stuff there. Vice also did a crazy article, but yeah. With the pharmacological intervention, it was some crazy psychotherapy. So some researchers, like Friedman et al., 1963, studied LSD for its supposed psychotogenic properties, meaning that the drug mimics the symptoms of psychosis, including delusions and or delirium, as opposed to merely hallucinations. An exacerbation of typical symptoms meant an opportunity for studying this child's schizophrenic conditions. Other researchers, Bender, A.L., 1963, Rollo, A.L., 1965. Other researchers considered the neurological mechanisms behind the effect of LSD, which in that time was still highly obscure, as more important than its role as facilitator of the therapeutic process. For instance, LSD attracted theoretical interest as a serotonin inhibitor and an automatic nervous system stimulant. Bender concluded that LSD 25 given daily in oral doses of 100 micrograms to pre-puberty autistic schizophrenic children appears to be an effective autonomic and central nervous system stimulant, and that these changes appear to be chronic with continuous administration of the drug. Continuous administration consisted of daily administration over a prolonged period of time, varying from days to several weeks. The most persistent effects of LSD therapy that were published included improved speech behavior, increased emotional responsiveness, positive mood, in brackets laughter, and a decrease of compulsions. So very, very interesting stuff there from early studies. But alas, however interesting and attractive these results seem to be, the evidence didn't stick. Today's studies into the relationship of LSD and autism aren't being conducted, and the results that were produced are regarded as highly controversial, if not completely repudiated. This was in part because, in retrospect, the studies were greatly flawed. The researchers seemed to have brushed over the conceptual controversy too quickly by choosing not to deal with the controversial issues concerning the definitions and ideological factors of either childhood schizophrenia or the autistic reaction pattern. The debate about the correct place of childhood autism within the DSM, Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, remains as problematic to this day. But autism has long been divorced from the umbrella of schizophrenia. Although both disorders share clinical features, clinical psychologists and psychiatrists regarded autism to be a separate diagnostic entity from schizophrenia. Because LSD was used as a drug for intensifying pre-existing symptomology of schizophrenia, a conceptual detachment from autism would have disturbed the foundation of the results. So then, in contrast, Fisher and Castile concluded that older children were better candidates for psychedelic therapy because verbal communication was possible, and also because they tend to be less withdrawn, more schizophrenic than autistic, and displayed more blatant symptomology. So who knows how much you can conclude from those studies, but it seems to me that they've become the basis of some MDMA-based studies that MAPS has either been doing or wanted to do or support. Or have even seen done.
Yeah. Seems like MAPS really likes MDMA.
Yeah, definitely. Well, MDMA was created for clinical reasons. And for some reason with the research, it seems to be more they like synthetic studies.
Yeah.
What were you saying, boss?
It's probably easier to do synthetic studies. From what I read, it was created on accident. They were trying to make a blood thinner. And then it became popular after it existed for like 10 or 20 years as a possible psychiatric drug.
Yeah.
They already were thinking they said it made you like childlike almost, and you were just a lot more open to talk about yourself. But then people started using it at raves, so they made it illegal.
Yeah, exactly. MDMA and psilocybin are pretty interchangeable. This Vice article we're going to talk about kind of gets into that as a therapeutic use, but definitely, like you're saying, if you want to learn more about ecstasy, a cool documentary that was old. I used to watch it when I was back in university days, staying up late. I watched it once or twice. Peter Jennings, CBC or CBS doc, Ecstasy Rising. And it gets deep into the history of MDMA, like Todd's talking about, coming out of Dallas. Rave scene, before that being a therapeutic drug, after that kind of going buck wild, where to the point today you're hardly ever buying MDMA when you think you're buying it.
You're just getting a mix of rat poison and bleach or something.
Yeah, a little bit of meth on there and you're good to go.
Go, keeps you alive.
Exactly. But yeah, that's not what people are getting in these clinical studies, obviously. And that's why I really support legalizing. Like, I don't give a shit what Joe Rogan thinks is going to happen to fucking people who are addicts. There's already addicts out there. They're going to choose their alcohol addiction or gambling addiction or fucking whatever awful addiction is there that they can tap the illegal drug market. Like, legalizing it and making these street drugs more pure and distributed at a proper level so that people aren't going to overdose or less likely to overdose, harm reduction strategies is probably the best way to move forward at this point with the opiate crisis.
Well, considering, we all know that
considering just the opioid crisis,
he's collecting kickback from the CIA for all their drug selling. CIA's drug smuggling.
Well, between
Joe
the
Rogan's
Marines
been
working
with
CIA's
him now, sending disinformation. Exactly. Who's that guy? Mike Baker. He's on there.
He's all those reason. SEALs. All those SEALs who got corporate fronts like Jocko Willink.
We all know.
Yeah.
We know. You can't beat the machine.
Yeah, exactly. You can't.
That's why they're trying to put down the rap drugs pod. They first and foremost want to keep their money selling drugs.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Obviously. We are against that. We believe natural psychedelic drugs are the best way to go. And we're concerned about the synthesis of them and the patenting of them and the corporate state and the takeover of drugs, period, before legalizing. So, like, you know, they've already done it with opioids. They've synthesized them before creating the opioid crisis. They're going to do it on psychedelic stimulants. They kind of just let Pablo Escobar and the CIA go wild with, because they're like, yeah, too much work to do in a lab. We've already got Adderall and shit. So they've got all their bases covered. They got your uppers. They got your downers. They got your psychedelics coming soon.
To like, be announced.
Let's like where.
Yeah.
Tell me if there isn't. Is there any other? There's no other drug that's not synthesized. Like, you've got your Adderalls if you want to do cocaine. You've got your OxyContin if you want to do heroin. All they're missing is your acid and your fucking shrooms.
Yeah, your psychedelics.
That you go to the doctor and get. So these microdosing studies are going to help them patent it, pharmacologize it, control it, the same way they control these other drugs and prevent legalizing, I guess.
Yeah.
Which is why Canada's pretty cool. And I hope that petition you can catch in our episode a few weeks back. It's probably too late now, but email your MP, email your MPP, do whatever you can to get these legalized natural psychedelics across the line before it's only synthetics available.
And if you're not, I don't know what the hell you're doing with your life.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You're wasting your time. Fucking stop watching this or listen to this. If you're listening to it, actually, you can do it at the same time, but stop fucking watching this and go fucking email your MP or MPP right now, or email
us below
and we'll write up a quick letter you can send to your MP on behalf. Raptor. CC us in there too, so they know we mean
this.
So getting back to the MDMA and the studies, though, it is important to legitimize this stuff. The research is important, but if they could research with natural drugs, it would be cooler. That's why I kind of like this Vice article, because this guy does psilocybin truffles instead of MDMA, which I fucks with psilocybin all day. MDMA, can't trust it, like, because I don't know where to get a drug
straight
test.
Chemicals.
I don't want to be a sketchy bastard going to these injection sites or whatever.
Yeah.
Although I do support them and the homeless going there, because I support harm reduction, and I know the homeless, most of them didn't want to be in that situation. They just ended up in between couches and to shower. And when that happens, people start closing their doors. Unfortunately.
Happens.
Yep. If you can't afford your pills or your healthcare, you can't access the proper school system, you don't know how to sign up for welfare, your parents aren't helping you, you don't have the support systems, you ended up homeless is a lot more likely. It's really sad that it does happen, especially to these mentally ill people and these people without means and without support systems are more prone to it. So, and places like City of Toronto and other City of LA, these governments don't know how to even deal with homeless people, let alone support organizations that do know how to deal with homeless people.
Well, I think we should just start throwing them all in the lake. You know?
Yeah. If you're not going to send money to PayPal.com/rapdrugspod, you're supporting Todd's idea. I think we, as a community, Peter Schiff agrees, like, instead of paying your taxes, donate it all to charity and write it off so that way you can support the causes you want, like feeding the homeless people.
Yeah.
So if you send us enough money, we'll get our charity designation and we'll get the homeless people fed. At least one or two, we'll get a Subway sandwich around Toronto and a free pack of smokes.
And if you like my idea, then don't send us money and I'm going to make a commercial where we tell everyone to stay home for a day. And I'm going to get a whole bunch of bulldozers out. We're just going to kind of just get all the homeless people to just kind of push them off into the ocean and make them swim out, and then they can go somewhere else, you know?
Yeah, buy Todd's,
go to like Cuba or something.
Buy Todd's merch and the homeless. It's just a bulldozer and it says "and the homeless" with Todd driving the bulldozer. Like, so you'll get the joke, but no one else will.
Whenever I see homeless people, I just go out there and I'm like, get out of here. That's me. That's me all day long.
And that's why Todd supports cannot Q. Stand he's it. Part of the government military problem. He's the he's the Joe Rogan of the rap drugs pod. I'm the Jamie Vernon. I just know everything, and I don't agree with anything Joe says, but I need to get paid.
I need those
maybe
dollars.
Joe is the Jamie Vernon is the handler.
Have you heard about those gnat injections?
No.
We got to learn more about that. So Joe kind of has mentioned it. He mentioned it on the Tim Dillon podcast quick. Apparently him, Jamie, and also Whitney Cummings and probably other people
The NAD.
Are taking – oh, is that what it is? What did I call it?
NAD. You just said the short form.
Oh, yeah, the NAD injections. Do you know what it is?
No.
I was kind of reading a bit. It's apparently anti-aging. It's an anti-aging serum.
Yeah, I had that buddy on the pod talking about it, actually, now that you speak of it.
Apparently that's why he's been taking it, him and everyone else. After that guy talked about it, they have been all getting these injections, and it's like makes you, I don't know,
it's like a
not wrinkly and stuff
supposedly, but I don't know. Joe Rogan looks older than you, man. Like, it's all hoopla. Yoga supposedly helps out. Like, I don't know, Joe Rogan does too much, I think, sometimes.
Yeah.
But that's what happens when you got billions of dollars or millions, hundreds of millions or whatever from getting people on the Cash App.
He hangs out in like
we're selling a supplements.
Chamber and shit.
He's a supplement salesman. He's like how American like is that? Jones. How American is that?
Yeah.
He owns on it. He's just a supplement salesman. I don't even know if Alpha Brain works. I want to believe it does, but I don't know. His whole podcast is just to push that agenda, right?
Just to push out
supplements
brain.
Work.
That's what it's all based around. That's where the real money's at.
Yeah.
You guys think he's getting millions in podcast money? No, he's getting millions in Alpha Brain.
Exactly. Royal, he's getting royal motherfucking teas. Alpha Brain's probably like some sort of fluoride pill that the intelligence agent
makes you stupider. Melts makes you brain. Like Joe Rogan.
Mike Baker invented it. But enough about Joe Rogan and that shit. Let's end those type of pills. Let's get into back into the MDMA, the legit MDMA, and 12 participants on autism spectrum in a recently published MDMA study. What's this? Reduction in social anxiety after MDMA assisted psychotherapy with autistic adults, a randomized double-blind placebo-controlled pilot study carried out by Los Angeles Biomedical Research Institute. The abstract, I'm just going to read quickly here. Rationale: standard therapeutic approaches to reduce social anxiety in autistic adults have limited effectiveness. MDMA-assisted therapy shows promise as a treatment for anxiety disorders. A blinded, placebo-controlled pilot study was conducted. Objectives: to explore feasibility and safety of MDMA-assisted psychotherapy for reduction of social fear and avoidance that are common in autistic population. Methods: autistic adults marked to very severe social anxiety were randomized to receive MDMA, 75 to 125 milligrams, or inactive placebo, 0 milligrams. During 2 8-hour psychotherapy sessions, experimental sessions, in a controlled clinical setting, Double-blind experimental sessions were spaced approximately 1 month apart with 3 non-drug psychotherapy sessions following each. Primary outcome was change in Lebowitz social anxiety scale, total scores from baseline to 1 month after the second experimental session. Outcomes were measured again in 6 months after the last experimental session. Improvement in LSAS scores from baseline to primary endpoint was significantly greater from the MDMA group compared to the placebo group. And placebo subtracted Cohen's effect size very large. Change in LSAS scores from baseline to 6 month follow-up showed similar positive results with a Cohen's effect size of 1.1. Social anxiety remained the same or continued to improve slightly for most participants in the MDMA group after completing the active treatment phase. So very, very interesting stuff there in that thing.
Yeah. Why don't we break it down for the fans?
Well, that's breaking it down. This Vice article kind of gives a more story on it. But yeah, let me go over this MDMA study in how the Vice article explains it.
Yeah.
Because that may be for...
Go Vice.
For dum-dums. But yeah, they...
Yeah, like me.
They read it kind of the same. 12 participants on the autism spectrum had 2 all-day sessions with either MDMA or placebo in a comfortable therapy room with music, art, and flowers. If they wanted to talk or dance, they could do that with 2 therapists. If they wanted to kick back with headphones and see where their minds went, that was all good too. There were regular therapy sessions before, between, and afterwards to make sense and meaning of the drug experiences. The study was tiny, more of a proof of concept than anything, but had promising results. So like a 12-person study isn't going to get you anywhere. But for the 8 autistic participants given 2 sessions with 75, 100 milligram or 125 milligram of MDMA, social anxiety levels reduced by 50%.
Nice.
Significantly stayed this way when measured again 6 months later. The placebo group had much smaller reductions as measured by the Lebowitz social anxiety scale until they had further sessions with actual MDMA and saw similar improvements. The study was based on the doctoral work of co-investigator Alicia Danforth, who previously worked on a study of psilocybin for anxiety in patients with terminal cancer. She decided to investigate the social experience of autistic adults taking MDMA recreationally. Of the 100 she surveyed, around 90 reported better social communication and increased empathy and connection. Danforth acknowledges that her findings are preliminary. We hope that good safety profile and encouraging reduction in social anxiety symptoms will inspire funding for new and larger studies, she says. We're looking forward to sharing what we learned with each other's research. And then they say, it's important to note that this type of treatment shouldn't be tried at home without supervision. We recommend doing it wherever. It probably should be done at home instead of in a public place without supervision. Supervision's the best idea.
Yeah.
This study was done in a controlled clinical setting in conjunction with intense psychotherapy. Christino Nicolaitis, professor of social work at Portland State University. It should not in any way be taken as a reason to try MDMA to treat social anxiety outside of a clinical. But there are many steps needed before it can be considered a potential treatment. So.
Support the research. Hopefully we can get this treatment out. It works.
But some people don't give a shit about the research, and I don't argue with you there. If you see any promise and you're all tapped out of results,
better
to try MDMA than Scientology or psilocybin than fucking screen therapy or whatever, or joining Q or whatever you think is going to save the world or yourself. Yeah. But Alex in this vice.com article, which we're going to put in the show notes for you guys, he speaks about it too. So the first trip Alex took with a small dose, Alex is a guy with autism who's 26 years old, who was getting kind of social anxious, decided to just try this because he read about it on this study, and he also read about shit on Reddit from other folks. So the first trip Alex took with a small dose of truffles they bought in a smart shop near their Airbnb in April 2017 dissolved into a 4-hour giggling fit. Claire, that's his healthcare worker, says it was the first time she'd seen him genuinely laugh. True emotional proper laughter. He was so much more animated, could talk more fluently. So that mimics the studies of the 60s that I was discussing earlier. Yeah. That he was more animated, could talk more fluently, true emotional, proper laughter. Exactly what the study said. So that's kind of weird. Maybe that's an intelligence thing, but it also is sounds to me like your replicable results in different settings, which means it's this works.
Yeah.
A few weeks later, back in Amsterdam, he tripled the dose to 45 grams. So if people don't know, for these psilocybin truffles, you have to take about 10 times as much as mushrooms because it is the root system. Because the okay. mushroom itself is illegal in it to sell in Amsterdam. Sense. But yeah, for, I don't know why it has to be so much more.
You think it tastes way worse?
No, I think maybe. I think it would be like, there's a lot of roots that are really fine to eat. Like we eat a lot of ginger and carrots and
But mushrooms are, they taste like crap.
I think the texture's shit, but I don't think the taste.
They make me throw up.
Oh, you mean like dried mushrooms? Yeah. I don't know if they're dried then. Yeah. But I don't know.
Can
I
think you eat it them says wet? Truffles, can it you might eat be fresh better. Psilocybin mushrooms?
I don't think so. But I don't know how these are prepared for eating, like, because they're sold through stores and stuff, you know?
Ooh. For the longest time, I thought they were making, like, chocolate and psilocybin, you know? It's like, oh, truffles.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Me too. I actually was like, oh, that sounds delicious.
Yeah.
But yeah, chocolate truffles are actually, like, the trash truffles, and real truffles are, like, this, like, fungi roots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
So that's what they eat in Europe, and that's why they're called psilocybin truffles in Amsterdam.
Oh, they eat all kinds of mushroom roots?
I don't know. You have to look more into truffles, but yeah, it's like a fungi type of root type of thing. Hmm. Truffles, period. Yeah.
Stupid. Europeans are weird.
But fancy. Very
glad
weird.
They're across the ocean.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I still like IKEA, though, so.
Gross. I don't.
And Canada's pretty cool. So is US. They kind of created that stuff.
IKEA's like a maze trap for idiots.
Oh, I forget.
Like what's that maze where the Minotaur hangs out in? That's like IKEA.
Some sort of labyrinth, yeah.
Yeah, it's true. The labyrinth, yeah.
That's
Swedish
awesome.
Labyrinth.
Yeah. But yeah, back to the mushroom story. Sorry, guys. Kind of had a brain fart there. Todd took over for a sec. Off on a tangent.
Yeah.
Talking about God's doses and truffles.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Look up truffles.
Europeans
if you
suck.
Europeans are gay. Which is, there's nothing wrong with that. Todd thinks they suck, though.
Yeah.
I think they're cool. I think they're cool and dress cool.
I love everybody. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Todd loves every individual country, but Europeans as a whole, not cool with that idea.
I don't like the EU.
If
fuck
you
that.
Identify with or a single Italians. Country, that's cool. Yeah. If you identify
Germans.
If you identify with a single country, that's cool. But if you identify with a government entity, that's fine. It's kind of fucking weird.
Yeah.
But yeah. A few weeks later, back in Amsterdam, he tripled the dose to 45 grams, which would blow the roof off for most people. Alex felt like it installed the ability to feel emotion. A couple hours in, he was listening to a movie soundtrack. Kind of weird. Wouldn't you watch the movie? When the emotion in the music suddenly became available to him, like a switch had been hit. Looking at Claire, he could read the feelings in her face like he'd never been able to before. It was just tears for hours that I was able to do that. That's why you don't look at faces when you're on mushrooms. If you heard some people say that stuff. He says, everything just flowed naturally and I didn't have to think about it at all. The important thing is that he could still do it once the trip was over. Claire had spent years trying to help Alex understand what he called people stuff. Conversational inflection, people facial expressions, stuff. Dual meanings, sarcasm. He didn't understand emotion at all, so he didn't have the language to express what he was thinking and feeling, Claire says. But the psilocybin somehow gave him the skills to do it. He was suddenly able to empathize with other people and have full conversations. Clearly, there are differences between Danforth's trial and what Alex did. For starters, although she has a degree in psychology with a master's in autism, Claire is by no means a psychotherapist. However, they had the benefit of a very close relationship for over years of constant contact. Alex is adamant that he couldn't have done it without her. Again, while MDMA and psilocybin are different drugs, there's a large overlap when they're used for therapy. According to Albert Garcia Romeo, a research associate at John Hopkins University, who led a study giving psilocybin therapies to smokers and found that 80% had quit 6 months after the trial ended. They're different beasts, but I think they can work towards the same end, he says, adding that similar mechanisms include helping to promote therapeutic rapport, enhancing pro-social feelings, reducing fear and anxiety relating with revisiting past trauma, and improving mood. Sessa, who is leading the latter trial at Bristol University, tells me that the effects of MDA for his patients have been surprisingly similar to the classic psychedelic experience. They've all reported more of a kind of mind-blowing peak experience in which they talk about, I can see the light, I can see my problems in a new way. Alex's peak experience took place in a DeLorean park at sunset overlooking futuristic cityscape. It came after he'd spent an indeterminate length of time in a state of no self, no environment. Your standard ego death. The best I can say is that the rest of that trip was like an 80s movie starring me. I saw what my life could be like without computers and all that rubbish. It gave me the most hope I've ever known. Garcia Romeo explains how the two sides of Alex's big trip, the peak experience, a moment of phase of euphoria, and the ego loss and intense feeling of connection to the world around you, work together to allow positive change. Addictions, whether that be online gaming or drug use, are these kind of rigid patterns that we get locked into. The ego loss clears the way to allow the emergence of these insights. And in that way, they're very much related. Claire sees Alex's gaming addiction as a coping strategy. Social interaction was such an awful experience for Alex, so you can completely see why it was too stressful, too much to process. So he ran his server and had control so nothing could go wrong. So just to end this off, when he got back home, Alex decided to set his house in order. The server went, as did the computer detritus that once covered every surface. In came beanbags, lava lamps, and Christmas lights, transforming the room. I tried to make it as trippy as possible before my whole existence was maintaining that server every day. I didn't have a concept of anything else. And now, I haven't played an online game in over a year. All I want to do is sit on the sofa, smoke a bong, and chat. He sounds like your typical drug dealer now. I don't know. Moderation is the key. But I definitely love that story. And that study is super interesting, the MDMA study. But yeah, just to hear anybody kind of get that ego death from psychedelics is dope. And for it to be so much more meaningful to unlock that emotional, humanistic, social aspect of, I guess, de-evolution, where we would have been vulnerable because of our humanistic characteristics. It's kind of cool to unlock that. I can only imagine how difficult life would be without it, because I live for sarcasm and those type of stupid jokes.
Yeah, it was a beautiful story.
Yeah,
it's great thing. Hopefully nobody gets offended, and hopefully no extremely autistic people start taking god doses of LSD and blaming the rap drugs pod. But
yeah, exactly,
we just wanted to get that information out there.
We recommend you have a Claire or a psychotherapist, like what was in Alicia Danforth's study. We recommend the psychotherapy part of it highly. That's almost more important than the drug part of it. The therapy part is the most important part of it. But yeah, if you have a cool doctor, a cool healthcare practitioner who's willing to consider psilocybin or MDMA assisted therapy, why not? If nothing else has worked to this point, like it's so far proven, it's got positive results, and we need to have more mass scale testing. So we'll have the link to the MAPS down below too. You can support MAPS there. If you want to see us chill and hit some bongs on the show, maybe add in some Christmas lights or some lava lamps, send some money to the paypal.me/rapdrugs or buy a t-shirt at teespring.com/store/rapdrugs, or just comment below or email or text us and tell us that you want that shit. Like, let us know. We don't need to know more about the Jews or the Qs. We got it covered. We love Jewish people. They've done a lot of cool shit.
But we're like watching the Kushners.
We're watching the Kushners. That, just because you're Jewish doesn't get you off. Like, like, I'm not racist, but I'm watching everybody. Yeah, like
especially the ones with curly hair.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm not holding anything against Q followers. Like, if you follow Q, that's cool.
We're watching you too.
Yeah, exactly. We've got our eye on you because you're labeled domestic terrorist. Like, we don't trust the government. You guys do. That's kind of weird. We know you don't trust a lot of the government, but trusting any of it's a little weird. You got to admit.
Yeah.
You got to admit. So drop a line below. Tell us why Q's cool. Tell us why they're not. Tell us whatever the fuck. But don't forget to give us a 5-star rating on Apple and put a comment in there. If you don't like the pod, just give us that 5 stars. Because you know this is a good pod. You listen to the whole thing. We got you hooked. Don't give us less than 5 stars. If you are going to, don't even bother going on Apple. Just comment on Facebook, Instagram, everywhere else. Tell people how much we suck.
Yeah.
We don't need your ratings. You can dislike this video all you want on YouTube.
We don't give a shit.
Yeah,
just exactly. Make sure you're telling everyone that you're selling your drugs to. Make sure you're letting everybody, all your friends know as soon as they get out of prison.
Yeah.
Watch the Rap Drugs
Pod. Yeah. Follow us on IG. You can watch it on IGTV in parts there. Listen to it on your podcast player. If you're in prison, call somebody collect and have them hold the phone up to the computer so that you can keep up with us. Just make sure you keep that commissary stocked, brother. But yeah, if you're not in prison, you'll be there soon if you keep following Q and putting matters into your own hands. So we don't recommend that, just as much as we don't recommend doing psychedelics without a guide if you haven't ever done them before. If you've done them before, do whatever the hell you want. Who are we to tell you what to do?
If you haven't, email us and we'll do them with you for the first time over the phone.
Yeah, Zoom call us, 40 minutes. You might have to get through the rest of it on your own, but like Todd said, we'll be on the phone with you for the rest of it.
Yeah, we'll walk you through it, give you the good tips.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. We'll be there for you if no one else is. Hit it, drop a line. If you're high and you don't know what to do, email us, text us, call us at the number below.
We got you. Watch a little. Do it during the live stream on Sunday mornings.
DM us on IG, but beware. We ignore a lot of those messages because we don't want to buy your drugs or artwork or join your
league. Yeah. But if you're a fan, we're going to hit you up hard.
Yeah, exactly. If you're a fan, just start out with that. Be like, yo, I'm a fan of the pod, and we'll reply. If you don't include that, we can't guarantee any response.
Yeah.
If you don't lead with that, we can't guarantee a response. But yeah, appreciate you guys.
You don't lead with, here is some money.
Yeah, that too. You got to let us know the amount you sent to paypal.me/rapdrugspod.
I want to see a screenshot. If it matches
the transaction record, but then we'll agree with you. But yeah, Todd wants to see a screenshot. I might reply if you just give me the amount that matches what somebody else
said. I'm a stickler.
Yeah, 420.69 only for Todd. To answer you. But yeah, we will answer for free too. Just let us know you're a fan up front so we don't let you fall by the wayside, or just text us, call us, email us below. Appreciate you following us on IG, getting us further and further along there. And we hope you're subscribing to YouTube too and giving that 5-star rating on Apple. And yeah, I said it all over again because I really want you guys to do it. And I think it's funny to say this at the end of every pod. If you don't notice, I've started adding it onto the clips. I don't think it's helped. I don't think it helps anyone out. But it's a good reminder for people that are just chilling and haven't done it yet.
Yeah, for all you high people that haven't listened the entire time and just chimed in right now as it's shutting off.
Yeah, exactly. So quick cue, go to rapdrugs.com and join the cartel, become a cholo, the Rap Drugs Pod, and we'll keep you up to date on the research and psychedelic drugs and all the other cool intelligence type shit that's
going on. We'll keep appropriating the Mexican culture. Yeah. Calling ourselves cartel members.
Todd is wearing a Mexican blanket sweater. We are appropriating Native American culture and every single culture that's not European by promoting psychedelic drugs. So
next week I'm gonna have teardrop tattoos and a sombrero.
Yeah, I'm joining MS-13 and demanding money for watching the pod for protection. Yeah, but yeah, we're not racist. We know that white people are the worst people out there. And that's why that's why we're doing this podcast, so you have plenty of clips to clip us and cancel us.
Yeah.
And on that note, we're canceling ourselves for this week. We'll catch you again soon.
Peace out.
And we'll be talking about ayahuasca and some crazy shit, how that's therapeutic too, when we get a chance to watch the Netflix Unwell docuseries. You should watch that too, because we're going to be talking about that maybe Wednesday, maybe next Sunday, maybe sometime after Labor Day or whatever that holiday in September is where you're from. Peace, suckers.